Welcome to Ashaholics, brought to you by JulieLand.com. And we're sitting here in some random restaurant because I'm starving, and so are my guests. Guests, please introduce themselves.
Hey, it's Nuzzy, David Nuzzy Nussbaum.
Again. Yes, hi.
Hi.
And I'm Sharla.
Sharla is wonderful, gorgeous girlfriend. Oh my God, I wish you guys could see this girl. She has blonde hair and this cute, like, pixie face. I just want to squeeze her.
Pixie face?
Yes. I could see you as being a fairy in another lifetime. Wow. Now, Sharla, I know everything about Nuzzy. I want to know more about you. So I was told that you were on a reality TV show and you won. It was Fox Network's Paradise Hotel.
I thought it was American Idol. Sing!
Don't ask her to sing.
And so what year did you do that?
2003.
Okay, that was when the first season was out.
It was forever ago.
Now tell me a little bit about the storyline of this TV show.
I tell it wrong. He tells me
tell
I say
the story
it
how
totally
you
wrong
tell.
Every single time. Just like all of the rest of the lame reality shows,
so
don't get voted off.
Wasn't
alliances.
It something like there's couples on there and you're trying not to get voted off or something of the sort, but everybody's staying in this hotel together?
Yes. It's a house, but yeah.
It's a house. Okay, perfect. It's a house. Everybody's staying together. You try not to get voted off. And in the end, there's couples that win. Am I correct?
I wouldn't call it couples. I mean, some people were, you know, fornicating.
Right.
But I was just a friend.
You were just a friend.
That was a big word.
No, fornicating. Yeah. See, now the best part about the way you're describing this to me is, now from the research that I did, I thought that I read correctly that there were two quote unquote couples that won. You and another person won, and then there was another group that won.
Yes, and four people.
There's four people total.
So how much did you win?
I won $250,000.
Wow.
Nice. Okay, awesome. So the one couple split the money, but you did exactly what I would have done.
But
you kept
the
it.
Couples don't win. Two people won.
Two people win, and
then
you
they,
have to decide
you know,
to split
someone
it.
Said, "Do you want to share your money with the loser?" And I said, "No, thank you."
Did you did you not like the loser?
Yeah, he was my friend.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he hates my guts now. Life goes on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you, girl. I would have been on your side. I would have been like,
we were actually discussing about how we would have kept the money, too. I've been like, oh, sorry.
That's what everybody that I meet says to me, but I don't know. I don't believe that. I feel like people just say that to relate to me. They don't want to.
Oh, no. I really would have done
really?
It. I would have, like, I worked hard for this and
that's,
I won.
That's what so. I felt. That's what I felt.
I think most people would have kept the money, right? Because, like, there's so many times you're just walking down the street and a homeless person asks you for a dollar and then you pretend like you're on the phone.
Right.
So what are you going to do with $125,000?
He tells them good luck, though.
You're going, God bless, good luck to you. I go, good luck with the next guy that walks by.
Right. No,
but I have to back up there. I only like beggars that are creative. Like, I like guys who come to me and say, hey, can you spare $100,000? And you know that you only want 10. I'm like, you can have $10. That was creative.
You know, the best homeless sign I've ever seen was, my wife and kids were kidnapped by ninjas, need money for karate lessons. And I was like, yes, I will give you money. That is great.
That's
okay,
funny.
So funny you mentioned the show was like, when you said it was, as soon as you said Fox Television, you know what kind of show it's going to be. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's on Fox Television, you know, oh God, it's going to be a crazy, weird Fox show.
Yeah, a crazy, weird
show. So how long were you locked up into the house?
God, I don't know. Like 3.5. Oh, thank you. Like 3.5 months, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Do you have to be there full time? Do you legitimately live there?
Yes.
Because I just got cast for a reality TV show that's a lot like that. People living in a home.
It's different now, I think.
But they say that we won't have to live there full time.
Yeah,
and I'm looking
different.
Forward to that.
Are you going to be on Big Brother?
I want to come home to my, you know, my bed and my animals and, you know, so on and so forth.
You should go on Big Brother.
Awesome.
I think Big Brother would be
now,
cool.
Now, 2003 was quite a long time ago.
Yes.
What have you been up to since then?
Nothing.
Do you work in TV or entertainment?
I like
at all?
That.
No, I manage a dental office.
Okay,
smart
awesome.
Girl.
Normal.
Normal, nice job.
Normal.
Stable, I like it. How do you put up with this guy?
I was just going to say, I'm thinking the same exact thing. What the hell are you doing with him? Come on.
What's a normal girl doing with me?
What's any girl doing with you?
Oh, we love Nazi.
Nice. What are you doing with me? We met on my podcast.
Yeah, we did.
Did
you
really?
Did. Okay, I was actually going to ask you, how
I was
did
a
you
fan.
Two meet?
I was a fan of Paradise Hotel. Sorry. And when I decided I was going to get a podcast, I said, who can I lure up to my apartment? Right?
Because that's the whole. You don't mean that.
That's the whole reason why you get a podcast in the first place.
Exactly.
You say, what celebrities, what actresses, what models can I bamboozle up to my apartment?
That's why I became a photographer.
And see? So it's the same thing. It's the same reason why I became a podcaster. Uh-huh. And then, so I went on Facebook and I found Sharla, and because I saw every second of every episode of Paradise Hotel. And she came up and we did the podcast. And I think she...
We did it twice.
We actually did the podcast twice.
You said the first one didn't work out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the old...
Sure, the first one didn't work, huh?
We had sound problems. Can you come back?
It's true.
There's no...
I've done that, too.
The audio didn't come out. It was a terrible-sounding podcast, so we had to do it again. And she loved me right from the first moment she saw me.
Yeah, was it love at first podcast?
No.
Did you ask her out on air or after...
I actually, on air, I said I felt like we were on a first date, right? Didn't I say that halfway through the podcast? I said, I feel like we're on a date right now.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. So it's so nerve-wracking and awkward since it was a first date / podcast that you had to record another one, right?
I believe him. We did it at Jones.
Oh, okay.
And it was super loud. He had this dorky little backpack. And I saw him just like wandering around the bar. I'm like, that must be him.
That dork must be the podcaster that's supposed to interview me.
But he thinks that I liked him. And
she
I didn't.
Absolutely did.
I didn't.
She was doing everything flirty.
I don't know.
Flirty.
I see her playing hard to get.
So you think she screwed up the sound so she could come back?
No, like she took my hat off and she put my baseball cap on her and then she took her heels off and, you know, I don't know.
He said flirty. I was tall. And so I took my heels off and stood next to him to show him, like, I'm not. I'm only 5'7".
How tall are you?
Almost 5'9".
I think I called him short. I think I said,
can you wear heels around him comfortably, or does he get a complex?
Now I do. I don't give a shit.
I don't care either. I don't mind it. I love it. I like when she's taller. We'll walk in someplace. I'm all like, you know.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm, you know, your typical looking, I think I'm a better, more than average looking Jew from Jersey, right? With
most
the curly hair.
Most handsome Jew I've ever seen.
And then, I walk into a place with this amazingly beautiful, tall, blonde woman on my arm. I don't care. Stare all you want. Yeah. I'm fine with it.
I used to go through that too one time with one of my girlfriends, and all I could think about was every time I walked into a room, all I could think about is, I know everybody's looking at me going, what the hell is that girl doing with that loser?
Are you saying that? My boyfriend's such a narcissist. He's like, why is everybody staring at me? I'm like, fuck you. They're staring at me.
I've been there. I've dated guys like that. I can't stand it.
It's funny because he's really shy and he's really sweet until he feels uncomfortable because he doesn't get stared at a lot. We're like the Aryan couple from like, oh my God, I didn't even... People think we're brother and sisters.
Oh.
And so he's always like, why are they staring at me? I'm like, they're probably staring at us because we're like glowing with our blonde hair.
He has blonde hair too.
Yeah, he has blonde hair. Blonde hair and green eyes. I have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Nice. So did you ask her out on the podcast or did you...
This is going to get crazy.
No, I... I
was, did you stalk her on Facebook
for
a while?
No, I was living with a woman. I was engaged at the time. So we... So Charlotte and I, we just became friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we were just friends for a while.
Yeah.
But what was the first real date? Like, where did you guys break the ice?
The first real date... Well...
It's questionable.
Why don't you answer? I want to hear what Charlotte thinks.
I say our first date was that when you came home from Jersey and I made you my boyfriend.
She's like, you're
my bitch.
Again.
Done.
She made the decision that I was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had fooled around a little bit before that, and
then you guys just kind of you came back and went, wow.
Well, we were spending a lot of time together. We were spending almost every day together as friends, and then. I went away. I went to visit my family in New Jersey for like a week or so, and we were FaceTiming with each other, and I just saw it. I saw the way she was looking at me, and I go, "Oh, this isn't the way a friend looks at another friend." And I knew I had her.
God, you know, it's funny. I went through the same exact thing with my wonderful ex. That I was friends with her for years.
That's amazing.
I went through friends for years, and then I went on a trip. I went on a job to Mexico. And she drove me to the airport, and I knew I was in love with her. I was just in denial, and I didn't think she'd even liked me like that. And then we just looked at each other, and then I came back, and as soon as I came back, I just said, like out of my mouth, I love you. Wow. And she and she looked at me and she goes, I love you. And I went, oh God, now what?
That's sweet.
Yeah, but I was 33 and she was 17 and a half.
Oh, wow.
And all I could think about, I'm going to hell. It's like, aww. But she was 17 and a half going on 40, where I was 33 going on 12.
And you still have a thing for schoolgirls. Dirty old man. God, dude. Filthy.
That's a whole other podcast.
That's a whole other podcast.
Holy cow.
There's no cows
good,
in here.
Good for you, though. Hey, you can pull that off. Yeah.
So, Nuzzy, let's catch up.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yes.
What have you been doing?
Well, I've been doing the podcast. I've started writing. I'm going to start telling people that I've started writing. Because the more I put it out there,
Have people requested you to write anything? Or yeah. Are they expecting it now?
No.
But writing email and Twitter doesn't count as writing.
No,
Your vines are actually pretty good.
Don't tell him.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. I liked your one where you were shopping. You're like, I have to buy something for this really important friend of mine, and I don't know what to get them. And all of a sudden, it's in the background.
Yeah, it's a sign that says I'm a pretty big deal.
Where's that Ross?
I have been doing the podcast. I've been trying to be as creative as possible, and my guests are amazing. And I mean, that's pretty
drop
much.
Some names.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you would know them by name, but like 2 weeks ago, I had a guy named Tim Simons on. He's a regular on the show Veep, which is on HBO opposite Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Great
just
show.
Yesterday, I had a guy on named Craig Roberts. He's starring in a movie called Townies with Seth Rogen. He was the star of a movie called Submarine, which is a really beautiful artsy kind of film. Mm-hmm. And so I'm getting some really interesting people with creative life stories, and it's been a lot of fun. A couple weeks ago, I had Sam Simon on. He co-created The Simpsons,
nice.
And he's got terminal cancer. He was given 3 to 6 months to live 6 months ago.
Oh wow!
But he looks great. He feels great. He feels like he's going to beat it. We just released that podcast about a week ago.
Wow!
And
that's crazy.
We talk about cancer. He talks about having sex while on cancer treatment. He says having cancer is an aphrodisiac for women. He talks about medicinal marijuana.
Yeah.
I mean, we get into it. It's a pretty deep episode.
I'm gonna have to listen to that.
I actually had a friend who recently treated a brain tumor with hash oil, which they're doing a whole bunch of studies about cancer and hash oil now, which is pretty interesting. I completely forgot what I was going to ask you now.
I know what I want to ask. So what do you do? We asked about this, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
What do you do for a living? Like, what pays your bills?
Okay, so...
do you work at Starbucks?
I'm a barista at Starbucks. And I get everybody's name wrong on purpose. I misspell their names just to piss them off. You know? Gary?
I think it'd be great if you wrote down a description of the person, and said their name, like douchebag, and then you go, douchebag with a latte?
Or just draw a picture of a dick and cock and balls.
You know, I requested that a name be inappropriate one time. I think it was like douchebag or like bitch face, and they're like, we're sorry, we can't write that. And I'm like, you don't have to say it aloud, I just want you to write it. And they're like, no, we can't do that.
I just want to Instagram this picture.
Exactly, on my cup.
A Starbucks coffee that says bitch face.
No. I think I requested Dick one time, and they were like, but you don't look like Richard. And I was like, it's for my boyfriend, Dick. They had to write it, but they wouldn't say it out loud.
No, Charla and I, when we were getting coffee, she started requesting that her name is Madonna.
And switch it up. Sometimes I say Rihanna.
Yeah. And I've been Kenny Rogers lately.
So. Nice.
Yeah. You're like Madonna and Kenny Rogers, and people look around.
I've been doing that just before I met you.
I think, honestly, you guys should do like Donnie and Marie.
Donnie and Marie.
We have Donnie and Marie. Like, people will be like, what? Oh my God. She's a little bit country. You're a little bit of rock and roll. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's true.
Why haven't we thought of this game? Have you ever played the Walmart game?
No. What's that?
Oh my God. The Walmart game.
People are going to start to think I work at Starbucks. We'll get back to what I do for a living.
People are going to come looking for you. So, the Walmart game, you have to pick 3 items that you're going to bring to the checkout that you think would freak out the checkout girl the most. And you can't buy condoms and you can't buy lube. So, what do you buy?
At Walmart. And the 3 things can all be like used like together, right? So maybe like a duct tape, rope, and well, can you buy ball gags at Walmart? What Walmart are you shopping?
I said something like a Taylor Swift CD, razor blades, and a wax kit.
Oh.
Go out in style.
Exactly. A bottle of vodka, some Taylor Swift.
They do sell alcohol at Walmart now.
I know.
Like children's pajamas, a Justin Bieber CD, and an enema.
Yeah, and some underwear. to buy underwear with the anime.
Yes, or some adult diapers.
And sleeping pills so they know what you need the underwear.
Exactly.
I was going to do a whole blog about the Walmart game and have everybody contribute there.
I think they would. They would do good. All right, we interrupted him. So what do you do for a living?
Oh, I own a couple of businesses where I own some advertising agencies. So I connect advertisers with celebrities, podcasters, Viners, YouTubers, whatever.
You're the modern day like Don Draper?
I'm Don Draper. I'm Don Nussbaum.
Better not be Don Draper.
Exactly. It's like, sorry.
She hates Don Draper.
Yeah,
she
I wouldn't. The guy's a tool. I always think about like where's like if Don Draper was alive today, first of all, he'd be like in his 70s, I think. Like where is that character like at in his 70s? Just alone, bitter, miserable. You know, yeah. Screwed over so many people and his whole life is just like, just bitter as hell, you know? I hate everybody, you know, and like still trying to pick up on young girls.
Yeah, he's at the bar.
He doesn't have to. He's probably
how long Mad Men goes on and how old he gets. And like, no. I want to see what like, really happens.
It takes place like in, so like early 60s, he's 40 there. So he's got to be 80 now, at least. He's probably dead.
Probably all that smoking that he never gave up.
True.
So have you guys seen any movies lately?
What did we just see?
Star Trek. We just saw the new Star Trek movie. Yeah.
And we watched the Behind the Candelabra.
The Candelabra, the Liberace movie.
Was it good?
That?
Well,
it was good. I won't stop talking about it.
You know, if you haven't.
I was referencing it during sex this morning.
It wasn't working for me.
Were you just lost it.
Were you, were you Matt Damon and he was Michael Douglas?
I was Matt Damon. you have to watch it. I don't
if you haven't seen Michael Douglas and Matt Damon making out in a movie, okay. Then you
I just want
lived.
You to know, I do want to watch that movie because it's been all over HBO. And now when I watch it, though, I'm going to have a whole different visual to the whole thing. And be like,
Matt Damon gets, they get in like a fight because the Liberace, you know, never gets to, you know, talk. His boyfriend, because his boyfriend, he's scared to take it up the ass, I guess.
Right.
So they get in a fight about it.
So he's a top only.
Yeah. No, I know. I
feel like this
like
is
that.
A common argument sometimes.
I was thinking a lot about that last night afterwards. It's like I just learned something about gay people.
My oldest dearest friend who's gay, he likes to be top. He doesn't let. He's just like that. He won't let people. He loves.
Speaking
he'll blow every guy in the world.
Community.
He'll fuck every guy in the world, but he won't.
That's not fair, though.
I can't agree more. But
hold on.
He's got a lot
of
money. So it doesn't really matter.
I just saw the new Fast and the Furious movie, and I really regret to say that I was forced into it. it was like movie rape, but God, that movie sucked so bad. It was so unrealistic. All the
stunts
that they did.
I haven't seen any of them.
You shouldn't, but you know what's amazing is this franchise, the Fast and the Furious, is the most it's the highest grossing movie franchise that they have out right now. Can you believe that?
That is crazy.
What does that say about our
people
world?
Want to escape?
I haven't contributed any money to that, so
people want to escape and go to the movies and
have
see.
Have you
some...
seen any of them? Are you familiar?
Well, I'm familiar, sure.
And
I
you
mean,
love Vin Diesel, don't you?
well, you know what's funny is that my mom is in that movie, so I'm actually offended by saying that. No. no, the Fast and the Furious is they're going to keep going. There's going to be 7. There's going to be an 8. There's going to be
a, no. Can
know.
I? Can I?
Because
give
it,
a
yeah, it's making like what did it make opening weekend? Like 75 million
yeah,
or 80 million.
Each
or
movie,
something?
If each movie brings in $300-400 million worldwide, we'll keep making them.
The movie came out a week ago, and our theater was full last night. I mean, granted, it was a payday weekend, so there's going to be a lot of people out. But they ended the movie, and here you guys are never going to see it. But they ended it. In a flashback in Tokyo, and what's the guy's name that does the transporter? That main guy?
Jason Statham?
Okay, Jason Statham, at the end, kills one of the dudes, and so now it's like Fast and the Furious versus like the transporter, and that's what the sequel is going to be. And I'm like, this is so dumb. Why did
they've
I spend
already
my money
got,
on this?
Do you know they when they do these things, they've already have like the scripts for the next 5 movies.
Oh, yeah,
at least the storyline's exactly. Somewhat figured out. Just like they work on multiple things at the same time. While they're working on Iron Man 3, they're working on 4 and 5 and 6. They've got
I'm
the
so
next,
tired of the superhero movies.
They got all this stuff planned out. Like you wouldn't believe. It's
do
too much money involved.
Do you plan on seeing The Purge? Are you into movies like that?
I don't even know what that is.
Well, I want to know what you think about this idea. The Purge is the movie that's coming out that makes all crime legal for 12 hours one day out of the year. And it's actually made society a calmer, more functional society by having this Purge night.
You're able to go out and kill who you
want
to kill.
You're able to go out and kill who you want, steal things, whatever. All crime is just allowed. If you were allowed to commit crimes for one day, what would you do?
It would be bank robbery.
Bank robbery? Yeah.
But like, it would be armed. It would be armed bank robbery.
Can you be specific about the what kind of arms and what bank?
It would be a bazooka.
Okay.
I would walk in with a giant rocket launcher.
Okay.
And I'd probably
which any particular bank? Start. I mean, you know, Bank of America, Chase, Citibank.
Doesn't matter.
Just the nearest bank.
I just go.
Would you commit any crimes?
He's got a good idea with. I would also like to hurt someone.
Anybody in particular?
Just a man.
A certain man?
Would you torture, kill, maim, cut?
If he dies eventually from it, as you know, that's okay.
Sounds like you want him to suffer a little, though. I like that idea.
Yes. I like that idea, too. Some people need to.
Some people do need to suffer, but some people like to suffer. That's the problem. Like, there are certain people who I am evil and vile to, and they just keep coming back for more.
Emotional masochist.
I might want to set a lot of fires, too. I think I want to burn some buildings to
the
ground.
Were you here for the LA riots?
I was,
there was enough fires for one day for me. My whole neighborhood was up in flames.
That was me. I did that.
That's what happened with the arson.
I had guns pointed at me. I watched a guy get mugged at the Bank of America. It was crazy. That was anarchy.
This is America.
Here's the thing, though. If we're being serious for a second, I'm a nervous, afraid person, and I think for those 12 hours, I'd probably find an underground bunker and just hide. I don't want to be killed. I don't want to just leave me out of
this. Probably would not leave his apartment.
No.
I have a feeling that when you two are out, if some guy comes up aggressively to her, you're maybe the one to be like, hey, buddy, but she's the one spitting fire at him, like, what the fuck are you doing? Get away from me.
Well, sometimes Sharla will... She'll be aggressive, like, hey, what do you look like? She'll say something, and then I'm like, fuck, now I have to get myself involved.
Are you the kind? See, I'm the type that would be like, if somebody came to me with a gun and said, okay, either give me the girl or I'm going to kill you, I'd be like, just bring her back when you're done.
Yeah, just let me bring know her when back. You're done.
I'll wait right here. Take your time. It's all good.
I'd like to avoid.
I used to tell that to girls all the time when I'd be out in location and I already have my camera and a beautiful girl. I used to, somebody comes to us and wants the camera or the girl. Sorry,
babe.
Camera's going to stick my...
Cameras are pretty expensive.
Exactly. I can get a girl anywhere.
I'm glad we're so important to you, Dick. Anyways, I believe that is all the time that we have for today. I want to thank you guys so much for coming. I know it was completely random at last minute, but I'm so happy I could have you.
No, we were happy to do it.
I know you're starving, so I'm going to let you go get lunch, even though, you know, we're sitting in this lovely restaurant right now. Where can we find
you? And he doesn't have any shoes or socks on.
I know. What the hell? This is why we're not getting any service. No socks, no shoes, no service. Shit. So where can we find you guys if we want to find you?
Charla's really into Instagram.
I love it.
Ooh, so do I.
I love it. Bad Charla. Twitter, same. Bad Charla.
Awesome. How many followers do you have on Twitter?
I don't know. 900 something. Nothing.
I'm over 3,000.
Ooh, congratulations.
I love it.
I think you have more than me, and I don't want to talk about it.
I'm the Nuzzy on everything, and on Twitter, and on Vine. I started Vining like at least once every day or every other day, and it's been a lot of fun. Decentlyfunny.com is my podcast. I have Jason Biggs on next weekend.
You do?
Yes.
Follow his girl everywhere, because she's really funny, actually.
Jenny?
Yes, yeah. Jenny's hilarious. Well, awesome.
But see, just like you, Jason, he made a living. He became famous for sticking his dick inside of something. You know, he's stuck his dick inside of an apple pie.
Yeah. And I just saw parts of American Pie Reunion last night.
Yeah.
And how bad it was. I couldn't even, what I saw, like maybe 30 minutes of it, I was like, this is
I'll make sure to tell Jason.
Tell him, just say like, no, I if I was him, I would make that too, because I'm sure he got a nice paycheck. And all the whole cast, you know, like, they do that for the money. And I don't blame them.
It was a payday film. Sure.
Yeah, I've worked in Hollywood for 33 years. I get it. So do I. I want a payday.
What reality show are you going to be on?
It's not actually announced yet. It's not complete yet, and we're about to film the pilot soon. You know how reality TV shows, you film the pilot, you try to sell it to whatever network.
Okay, cool.
It's tentatively called Model House, and it is exactly as it sounds, a Model House. There will be four women and four men who live full time, quote unquote, in the house. And then, like, a model house will have people traveling from in and out of state, in and out of the country to come, you know, stay, do their shoots. There won't be any sex and there won't be any nudity. It's going to be a lot like the porn version of Jersey Shore.
So then my question is, why would anybody want to watch it? Because, like, if there's no sex and, like...
Well,
like,
what's really funny
that we could sell to a real, like, regular network.
Is we're not the only reality TV show cast with porn stars right now. There's another one competing with us as we speak, rushing to their deadlines. Mm, so
we'll tell the producers.
May the best man win.
Yeah. God.
Well, again, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Everyone else, you can fuck off. We're going to go.
Bye, everybody.
Now.